here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 29th of November, 2012. It's the birthday of novelist Madeline Lengo, born in New York City in 1918. She was an actor, she wrote a novel, and then while she was in her 30s, she read a book that deeply affected her, a book of Einstein's, in which he said that anyone who's not lost in rapturous awe at the power and glory of the mind behind the universe is as good as a burnt-out candle. So she started reading about theoretical physics, and she wrote a science fiction novel for young adults, which was rejected by 26 publishers, some because they thought it was too hard for children. Others thought that a science fiction novel should not have a female as a main character. So she gave up on the book until one of her mother's old friends came to a tea party and told Madeline Lengo that she was in a writing group with John Ferrer of the publishing house Ferrer, Straus and Giroux. And he looked at the manuscript, decided to publish it, and her book, A Wrinkle in Time, came out in 1963, won the Newbery Medal, and has gone on to sell more than 10 million copies. It's the birthday of C.S. Lewis, Clive Staples Lewis, born in Belfast, 1898, grew up in a house full of books, got a scholarship to Oxford, and though he did not like England and thought that English accents sounded strange, he did love it at Oxford and taught there for nearly 30 years. He had been an atheist, but his friend J.R.R. Tolkien, who also taught at Oxford, helped convince him to embrace Christianity. And C.S. Lewis went on to write books, classics of Christian apologetics, including the Screwtape Letters, Mere Christianity, and also his fantasy series, The Chronicles of Narnia. And it's the birthday of Louisa May Alcott, born Germantown, Pennsylvania, 1832, grew up in Concord, family was friends with Emerson and Hawthorne and Thoreau. Her father, Bronson Alcott, was an idealist, a vegan, started experimental schools that quickly failed. The family never had enough money. Louisa became a nurse in Washington during the Civil War. She contracted typhoid pneumonia, came back to Concord, and though she preferred writing lurid and sensationalist potboiler novels, to support her family, she set out to write a book for girls. She wrote Little Women. It came out in 1868, was an immediate hit, and her family was able to live comfortably from then on. Here's a poem for today by Pat Mara, entitled Teenagers. One day they disappear into their rooms, doors and lips shut, and we become strangers in our own home. I pace the hall, hear whispers, a code I knew but can't remember, mouthed by mouths I taught to speak. Years later, the door opens. I see faces I once held open as sunflowers in my hands. I see familiar skin now stretched on long bodies that move past me, glowing almost like pearls. Teenagers, a poem by Pat Mara from her collection Communion, published by Arte Publico Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering articles from international writers about finances to art, food, wine, and culture. You can celebrate the weekend at subscribe.wsj.com/getweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.